This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, sparred on Monday over blame for street violence linked to racial injustice and police treatment of minorities. The exchange came 9 weeks ahead of the national U.S. election. On Tuesday, President Trump plans to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the protest turned violent last week in the aftermath of a police shooting of a black man as they attempted to arrest him. During a street demonstration, a white teenage vigilante claiming he was protecting Kenosha's local businesses was accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third. In a speech Monday in Pittsburgh, Biden blamed Trump for the violence that has erupted across the country as the United States deals with widespread and sometimes violent protests and counter-protests over police treatment of minorities and inequality in U.S. society. Biden said, quote, "This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country." He added that Trump can't stop the violence because the president's leadership is what's caused it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Mr. Trump to skip his visit to Kenosha. Evers said he is concerned that Trump's presence would actually keep the city from being able to move forward. Evers first ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha to quell the street violence after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back, leaving him partially paralyzed. Mr. Trump took credit for the National Guard on Twitter, saying if he had not insisted on sending the National Guard troops, in his words, and this is a quote, "There would be no Kenosha right now." U.S. College Basketball Hall of Fame coach John Thompson, who was the first black coach to lead a team into the national championship, has died at the age of 78. No cause of death was provided. He was a longtime coach at Georgetown University. You're listening to VOA News. High-ranking U.S. and Israeli delegations landed in Abu Dhabi after taking off from Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday. It was the first ever commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. The flight passed over Saudi Arabia's airspace, another first for an Israeli commercial flight. Israel and the UAE agreed to establish diplomatic relations earlier this month with the help of U.S. mediation. The UAE will become the third Arab nation to have normalized relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Sudanese leaders and rebel commanders agreed on Monday to a historic peace deal. It's a crucial first step toward ending 17 years of conflict, according to AFP. Leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella organization of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile, raised their fists in celebration after inking the deal. The agreement, struck in the capital of neighboring South Sudan, was initialed and not signed as a way to leave the door open for two key holdout rebel groups to join in a final agreement. That's according to officials. A Lebanese diplomat has been appointed to form a new government in crisis-hit Lebanon after winning the backing of major political parties. President Michel Aoun asked Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, to form a new government after he secured 90 votes in the 128-member parliament. Adib told reporters his number one priority will be to quickly form a government able to implement crucial reforms to regain the trust of the Lebanese and the international community. His appointment comes weeks after a devastating explosion in Beirut and amid a major economic crisis. The European Commission said Monday it would participate in the World Health Organization mechanism to facilitate poor countries' access to coronavirus vaccines, offering $477 million in guarantees. The aim is to encourage laboratories to manufacture sufficient quantities of vaccines and make sure they are available for developing countries. Last month, the WHO sent a letter to its 194 member countries with the request to join the program called COVAX, aimed at providing global access to an eventual COVID-19 vaccine. The United States has surpassed the 6 million mark in confirmed coronavirus cases and still leads the world in deaths with more than 183,000. And major mosques and churches reopened in Cairo over the weekend after a more than 5-month shutdown due to the pandemic. You can find more on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.